Okay, so in the event of a real emergency, is a lockdown the safest thing to do to keep students and, like, faculty safe?
Great question. I mean, what we're trying to do is keep you protected in a place where, you know, hopefully the intruder can't get to you. I mean, one thing we know is that if there is ever going to be a school shooter, they only have about 5 minutes, to be honest with you, because by the time the police can respond within 5 minutes, mm-hmm. to be on this campus. So our goal is just to put you in a place that's protected. So immediately, what we say is that basically you got to run away from the problem. Now, first thing is we don't know where the problem's at, right? I mean, it could be anywhere on campus. But I mean, if I knew that there was a situation going on up in the stadium where there was a guy up there, I think that the safest place is to go into your classroom, lock yourself up, and protect yourself. We don't want to say that's the only solution. I mean, I think you brought up a great question, I think, in your email where you mentioned, what about lunch?
Yeah.
Excellent. Because for the most part, teachers are at lunch, mm-hmm. classrooms are closed. What I expect you guys to do is run away from the problem.
Okay.
Whatever it takes. I mean, if we know where the problem is, you go the opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting you bring that up, because maybe about 5 years ago we had an incident like that during lunch where a kid claimed he had a weapon out here. And what we did there is we did more of a soft lockdown, which meant that we did a perimeter. We kept the kids on this side of the campus so the police could deal with them over here. Because we knew that if we bring those bells, what are you going to do? Bolt.
Yeah.
You're going to run, right?
Yeah.
And I don't blame you. You want to run away from the school because there's something going on here. But the problem is, it comes, oh my God, where are these kids at?
Yeah. You know,
how would you inform the parents? So, yes, to answer your question, the safest place is the opposite of where this person is. But if we don't know where he's at, it's better to hide and, you know, protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
For example, inside a classroom, I mean, you know, for him to try to break that door down, he doesn't have much time, you understand? His goal is, if he's here, to hurt somebody, and I don't think that person wants to spend the time to try to break the window, try to sneak in there.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for people outside.
Yeah.
And that's why whenever we have a practice lockdown, you know, I get a little frustrated when I see a kid walking around. It's like, I'm thinking, do you understand? You're the person that they would probably go after.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people take it serious, some people don't, you know. I think this last practice lockdown we had was pretty good. You know, what we expect is for you guys to turn off the lights,
mm-hmm.
close the blinds, and be as quiet as possible. Because, like I said, you know, he's got 5 minutes, and he's trying to figure out where kids are at. And if he doesn't hear a noise, he's going to keep running somewhere else.
And then, since you've worked at VHS, how many actual lockdowns have occurred?
Oh, that's a good question.
That you can, like, remember.
Yeah. Maybe four. And that's in 10 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it varied. One was because, you know, there was a guy who claimed to had a weapon out here.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is, a lot of times, too, we get a situation where the police say, you know what, we're having a, we're pulling over a car here that we suspect is a dangerous person.
Mm-hmm.
They'll ask us to lock down the school. So, not necessarily a threat on the campus itself, but nearby. Or we have a high-speed pursuit coming through Ventura High School. You know, this guy, you know, could jump out and, you know, go into the campus.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the ones we really see for the most part. I mean, we've never had, like, an intruder come on and we thought, oh, my God, he's going to hurt somebody.
Yeah. And then has there ever been a time when a lockdown hasn't worked? Like, if you guys went into a lockdown and something happened where it didn't work?
Didn't work. I'm just trying to think of what would not work about a lockdown. No, I can't. I mean, there's issues that could occur naturally. Like, one is, you know, the bells could break down or something like that, where you can't notify you.
Yeah.
But what I try to do is that, when not only do we do the bells, but we also do the intercom,
mm-hmm.
to let teachers and you guys know you're safe. I also have Remind 101, which I notify, I have all the staff on it, and I keep sending them text messages to what's happening. So we try to keep you guys informed as much as possible, because I think it is important for you and the teachers to know where the problem's at. I mean, if I'm able to isolate, like I said, up in the stadium, then I can let, you know, relay that information that the problem's up there, stay away.
Mm-hmm.
It's not perfect.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you're dealing with 2,200 kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, another 200 staff members. Mm-hmm. But I think we do a really good job.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's it. Thank you.
Thanks.